Okay, today's share is going to be a share dealing with Tocha Shabbos, really more nageya to our wives and our daughters. They're the ones who are asking us the questions, so we have to know what to do. We have to know what to say. We have to know how to answer the questions. Over the last number of months, I've been getting from many of the Olam questions regarding hair. So today's share is going to deal with any shaila that has to do with hair, whether it's a sheitel, hair itself. We'll talk about combing, braiding, carrying. The women seem to all today, they have the scrunchies, they have the ponytails, they have the, you want to know about undoing braids. So we're going to go through the sugya. It's a really important sugya. And we will, Mirt Hashem, do the best we can do to come out with the proper halacha l'maisa. So we begin with braiding here. The halacha is we're not allowed to make a binyan. The Gemara talks about binyan in the Mishkan. We read about it in the Parsha a couple of weeks ago. We're going to read it again about it in a few weeks. Melachas HaMishkan is all, Melachas Shabbos is all learned out from the Mishkan itself. The Mishkan, there was binyan. We see clearly the Melacha. But the Gemara talks about how when you braid here, that's also binyan. You're building. We find that Chava is introduced to Adam Arishain, comes to the wedding with hair that's braided, and the pasuk says Vayiven. Vayiven is a lashon of braiding. So we go straight to the halacha. Also, l'koya isha sarabara Shabbos. A woman is not allowed to braid her hair on Shabbos. We're going to talk about the sheitel in a moment because that is not binyan. Binyan is on an adam. We find the word Vayiven by a person, but not maybe if you braid a sheitel. Can a woman braid a sheitel or not? So the Mechaber says, "Also klayisha sarav shabbos lehitik kliyosai loy lahati." You cannot undo a braid. So the girls all will ask me that question. They all ask about undoing a braid. If you can't make it, so that would be binyan. The opposite of binyan is stira. That would be taking it apart. So many of them start to ask the questions. What about if they just undo the ponytail and the braid falls out on its own? That we're going to see. But let's go, let's learn the whole mechaber. So what does this lachlik sara mean? So we're going to see right now. The Ramah says, yesh oisrin, there are those that hold it's also to be lachlik sara. Now lachlik would mean to divide, simply explained as making a part. It seems that there's a machlekes if you're allowed to make a part in your hair. So the girls all have parts in their hair. Very interesting. Look at the Ramah's word that he uses for a part. We use this word for a sheitel, meaning hair that's coming from another source. The Ramah uses the word sheitel, the hainalasis of sheitel, is to make a part in your hair, which could be where the word sheitel actually came from. You see from the Ramah uses it in a different, there's a different definition. You cannot use any type of a keli to make a part in your hair. We'll have to see why in a minute. If you're using your hands and you want to bake a part with your hands, the minig is to be meku. So let us see once again the Mishnah Berurah over here. What's the pshat in all of what we just said? Some of it is chazara. We just said, why are you not allowed to braid hair? Midrabanan. It's daimin labinyan. Why is it daimin labinyan? Because we saw the pasuk refers to man and with the lashon of binyan. Thank you. Yehime calls that b'mechuber. That's if it's your hair. The akhilas are pay and achris. What about a sheitel? So pay and achris always is going to be referring to a sheitel. It's a hair from a stranger. Now, I'll remember a few years ago, we did give a share on sheitels, and it's more of a share for the women because they all want to know about the lace tops and they all want to know about the lace fronts. That's the question that every caller will call up and they'll ask, is it allowed? Is it not allowed? They want to know if they can use their own hair for a sheitel. Could they add their own hair to add it to the sheitel itself? Spoke about that a while back. I don't know if I spoke about it. Yeah, but the women, that's the question that they'll all call off about and want to know what the halacha is about that. So the pay and achris in the Mishnah Berurah actually does talk about it. It's mutter, even if it's your own hair, but it's not a part of your body anymore. So it's not binyan. Binyan is only on the guf adam. So if I take a sheitel and I'm going to start to braid it, what malach is it? What am I doing wrong? So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's not the malach of building, it's still also because of ayrig. You're weaving. So if you're going to go ahead and braid, braiding is like weaving. You're taking, when you weave, you take the chassis and the erev and you put it together. You're taking the hairs together over here and you're creating a braid. It would be ayurig. Stop and name I. You're going to tell me that the braid would not last. Ain't safe for this guy. That's also another sugya. How long would it have to last for? Al kapana midrabana miyasa. Says the Ramah, you're not allowed to braid a sheitel midrabana. Kamaka nera, maradik mishaburah. We know that the women many times don't listen to us. We know many times that we're going to tell them that it's asur, and they're going to say they learned differently. They might tell us that they never heard this before. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kamakim Nera, Dena Kedai Limchais. Don't make a macha if they're not listening to you anyway. The Makim Shle Yishmalanu, don't make a macha. Now, we're going to have to take these words in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll save it for many of the other cases that the women ask, because they many times will say, it's impossible, I can't do this, how can you tell me I'm not allowed to do this? So, let's just keep this in the back of our minds over here that sometimes it's not kedai because not listening to us anyway. We have the rule: mutav shiyu shaygi v'yom mezidim. Let them be a shaygi and not amazed. Although they most of the time know it's wrong anyway, but they're going to tell that the way the women work is the way they, at least the teenagers, are going to say that it's impossible. There's nothing. I can't do anything. I can't do differently. Here it's very cautious. They can't braid their hair. We just saw they can't undo their hair. And the halacha is, we'll always go to the Shemir Shabbos. The easiest way for us is to get to the final halacha, because we do have a lot to talk about. Says the Shemir Shabbos, we just said, also the play Saris, you cannot braid the hair. Doesn't make a difference to your hair. Doesn't make a difference if it's a sheitel. And even if it's a, this, the parenthesis is very important. For a child, for our children to play with dolls, if you have a young daughter and she wants to braid the hair of the doll, she's not allowed to do that either. Also, lasa is the sar shabuba, which is a doll. So if our children who are old enough and they understand Shabbos, if they don't understand, so then we're going to go back to our sugi of, do we have to stop them or not? But if they understand and they want to play with the doll, they can't make braid. They like to braid the hair of a doll. They're not allowed to because it's going to be irig. Mishnah Berurah says nothing to do with binyan. I'm not building, but it would be irig. Very important that we have to make sure that our children, our daughters know that. You also can't undo a braid because that would be seiser. Comes the Shmir Shabbos. What about gathering? The girls all want to gather their hair and make a ponytail. Is that considered also binyan? So the Shmir Shabbos says, no, muta lakabet esasar, some of Uzaris, you are allowed to gather it together, lisaka miyad, and mechain lakasha visara rabikesha. So they could use a ponytail, or they could use rubber band, they could use the bow, that they can do. And he's not talking about making a kshira real knot. You're going to talk, you use it, you're just holding the air together. That's not considered binyan. Binyan is only, let's remember, it's only midrabanan anyway. It has to be similar to the halacha of the Gemara, which is l'klaya. If it's not l'klaya, it's not going to be a problem. And therefore, the Shmir Shabbos says further, ein l'salsu, you also cannot, very important, the women are going to want to go ahead and make their hair curly. Ein l'salsu, you cannot do that at all. Ein l'shtamash l'tzarezeh, you also cannot use rollers. A lot of the women want to roll their sheitel. You cannot do that either. That is considered binyan. That's considered binyan. Some of them are going to ask me about, they left it in from Arab Shabbos if they're left. They're making it, they're see the there's a lot of different blachas that could be over it. See the mark of the patish, they're finishing it. They're making it into a keli. Well,
what was the issue with the
shape? No, the shape. They're shaping the hair. Shaping the hair is binyan. We're going to see shortly. Shaping hair is binyan. So they cannot. They're going to ask me about undoing the rollers because the rollers are there, but the rollers itself might be muksa. So if they can undo it in a way where it's going to fall out by itself, so now they're not doing it. It's not binyan and it's not tzayser. So that if they left it in from before Shabbos and now they want to take it out, so once again, you have to make sure that they do it in a way where they're not, they can somehow shake it out. That would be allowed for them to do. And that's Nissen Karel, therefore, because all the girls asked me, they said they braid the hair. And then they want to undo it on Shabbos. So they're not allowed to undo it on Shabbos. So what do they want to do? Usually the end of the hair is a ponytail. So they're going to remove the ponytail. And then they're going to shake their head. And if they shake their head, the braid is going to come out on its own. So they asked me, are they allowed to do that or not? So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes about this in Chut Shani. And he writes it like this. I put it on the sheet for you. I did find it over there. It is mutter on Shabbos. L'hasar sagumi. So the gumi is the ponytail holder, or they're using the elastic. Uchidayim eshem machzik es kli esasar. Kema shematzu. This is, he says, that's what we find. That's what they do today. It holds it into place. But oifen shaloi niftachin asar smiad. If the hair doesn't undo right away. Why? By undoing the ponytail, I'm not undoing it. I'm not doing the malach of Saiser. I'm walking or I'm shaking it out. That's kalachar yad. Let's remember over here, the malach is, the malach, braiding is binyan. The malach of undoing is Saiser. Let's go to the parsha. Saiser really has to be almanas livnois. Has to be, I'm intending to be bina. They're not intending to bina over here. They're taking it out. So anyway, it's only a midrabana. It's a midrabana and it's a kilachar yad. So therefore, they would be allowed to do it as a nisn krel. So again, they can just, they can pull it out with their hands to undo the braid, because that would be saiser. But if they're going to just pull out whatever's holding the hair into place, and then they're going to shake out the hair, so then that's kilachar yad, and that would be mutter. Now let's go back to the, so that's the first part of the mechaber. Chaber is talking about braiding here. We understand what the halach is. We are going to come back to hairspray, because that's going to deal with this also. Can a woman use hairspray, or in the sheitel, or in the hair? A lot of them don't know this, because I got a lot of questions recently about this from people in the shul. The daughters are asking the question about hairspray. We're going to have to come back to this halach. Is that also being we'll see the other things that maybe are negated to us, but we'll have to come back.
How does Hasidim turn
the very good. So they all talk about that, Shaila. They all want to know how they, that they're all trying to say they shouldn't do it. It has to be done from before Shabbos. You're right, it's ready.
The whole day,
right. They can't, they could be, that's just a part of the, they can't stop themselves. There's an OCD about it. The let's go, so what's the problem with making a part? Which is, the girls all want to make parts. That's what they do. They take the hair, they put it in a ponytail, they make a part. And the Ramah clip we saw says it's a machlekes over there. Now, if they're doing it with their hand, he seems to be, it's okay. But what would be the, what's, I'm not doing binyan over there. We have to understand, and this is really, it makes a big, the halachas that are going to evolve from what we're going to learn. Most of the girls have no idea that there's these concerns. And the women in the sheitel also, because we're going to see, coming to the sheitel, you're going to be pulling out the hair. What malach is? It isn't a malach. It's not a malach. They want to play with their hair. They want to fix it. All that, we have to understand. Why are you not allowed to make a part? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah learns one reason. Chayes HaShulchan has another reason. Let's start with the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah, we're afraid you're going to pull out your hair. So the Mechaber here is talking about braiding, which is one malach of binyan. And then we have another malach here, which is you're going to pull out the hair. You're going to make a part. You're pulling out the hair. I the mechaber is for a shita, badeya rishena shayna that's makel to make a part. So you're like, I'm not miskaven, and it's not a psikration. It's not gonna for sure happen. That means the yeshayim hold it is gonna happen. It seems that's what it would seem. It would seem that the is over there. Is it for sure or is it not for sure? In the Shmira Shabbos, he just brings down what we just said. How, when you want to make a part, he explains how they make a part. You could do it with your hands, but you cannot do it with a brush. So you can't take a brush and make a part. The girls will pull their hair apart with a brush. That they can't do. They're going to pull out the hair. Now that's going to get to the shaila of using a brush. But we're going to see even a permitted brush to make a part, you're not allowed to do. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos on the bottom, he brings down the Ktais HaShulchan, and he learns that the Isser is Baina. This is also building. You're making a part. You're doing something with your hair, although he's saying in a ponytail. This is considered vayna, and therefore he first brings the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's shash klisha Cyrus if you use a keli, and therefore even in the parentheses he does say so it should be then a brush should be mutter. Because some brushes are going to be, that's why in the Shmir Shabbos in the parentheses, but it could be that maybe not. Maybe making a part, even with a soft brush, which we'll get to, would always be aser. Halacha, because it's the Ktais HaShulchan, although in the parentheses in the Shmir Shabbos, he says, Ulfiza Yitachin, it makes sense. Shemot Elasos came, but Rashi's Rakan Yitcheves. It's not so, to me, it's not so pashit, because it doesn't see, maybe there was always a chash of pulling out the hair. They didn't want you to make a part. So, Halacha again, for the girl, they all asked me then to make a part. So what they do is they'll take something, they'll take their hands maybe, or they'll take a keli, they have something they told me to use, it goes straight down the middle, then they'll pull their hair down. If they not use the back of the comb, they told me to do that. Lalach again, as long as they don't pull the hair to make the par with the comb, then it would be allowed. Let us now talk about combing hair. Can we comb our hair? Can we brush our hair? Can someone brush their beard? Can the women brush their facial? Let's go to the halacha over here. It's very complex because the parsha that we just learned, when it comes to the malacha we're going to be talking about is sharing, which is geizes. Where was their sharing in the Mishkan? So guys, is in the Mishkan, they would share the wall, and now they have the wall, so they would get rid of the hair. They want to use the wall, and that's the malacha. Interesting and very, very important. The malacha of guys is then was is that I'm trying to get rid of the hair. Normally, the malacha, every malacha is, I'm using the building. Here, I'm getting rid of something. The malacha is getting rid of the hair, so I have the R, I have the skin. It's different than many of the malachas. I cook, I use the thing that I cook. Here, the malacha is a very, very different malacha. Because of that, we are going to have to see that if that is geizes, and geizes is, even if I don't need to use the hair, we're going to run into problems then of deraisas, not the rabbanans. Whenever we have a malacha and it's ain't tzrich l'gufa, you dig a hole, I don't need the dirt. So I don't need the hole, I need the dirt, I don't need the malacha. That's malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Here, I don't need the hair. I'm getting rid of the hair. Is that a malacha derais d'rabbanan? It's very, very important as we are going to go through the sugya of malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Let's see the mechaber. Says the mechaber like this: Asa lito sarei tziparnam yinale. Can't cut your hair. Can't cut your nails. Bein biyah bein keli. Doesn't make a difference how you're doing it. Bein la'atzmai bein lacher chayiv al shtei sa'aris. We recently had in the Gemara about the malacha is two hairs. Says the Prima Gadim, very very important Prima Gadim over there. It brings down Taisir Shabbos and Daftzadik Beis Amid Beis. And this is Rabbi Yehuda Chai Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. Rabbi Yehuda holds Malach. You are Chai when you have a hole. You dug a hole. I don't need the. I need the dirt. I don't need the hole. So it's Chai for Guma Vein Tzarech. I don't. I'm doing well, but I don't need the Malach. The Malach is the hole. I don't need it. Rabbi Yehuda holds you Chai. Shimon, Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa Pater. So in Shin Mem, we're talking about hair. I don't need the hair. I'm trying to, this hair, I'm getting rid of it. Is that a Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa or not? So if you turn over the sheet now, he brings the Magen Avraham. And this is the Magen Avraham. I just told you. We just learned it in the parasha. Soiver, Goyiz is Chayiv, Avshein Tzarech L'Tzemer. Goyiz is very different than all the other Malachas. Jesus, it's a good trivia question. Which one of the malachas, even if it's a malachas shein tzricha l'gufa, is going to be chayiv? It's going to be Geizes. Kishken ha'ev mishkan. That's the way the malacha was done in the Mishkan. I am getting rid of the hair.
And so they use the wool to make.
But I used the R. I wanted R. So I need the skin. I got rid of all the hair and I have skin. So the malacha Geizes.
Also for the hair.
What?
It's fun that the oh,
but that's that. So yeah, but that was today. I can say that you needed a special chacham for that. That was not the normal, but that wasn't geizes. That was they were tavu. They were weaving.
No, but then they had to cut it off.
Then they cut it off, right? But that does the main. But that was the only time. That wasn't the main. Well, that's not what we learned out. There were few women that did. It wasn't the norm. The norm was is that they're gonna get. They need the R, the chas, all the different covers for the mishkan. There were a few that the women had the chachma, they were able to weave it while it was still on, but most of the malacha was not done. Comes the bir halacha. Bir halacha also discussed this is in Shin Mem. Hine revash b'simin shin tzadik dalit kasev the malacha sekziza kasev malacha shakulei alma, very like the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is quoting the revash. Afilo ein tzarcha tzar takziza ha'isa v'mishkan shalai letzarcha tzema. Most of the time, say in a kanami. There were times that they did use it, but most of the time it was not. We read last week, Iris Tachashim, I need the R. I have to get rid of the hair. Even though I don't need that. It's called the Malacha Tzrich. So it's a Daraisa. So combing here then is not a Darabana. It's a Malacha Daraisa. It's very negev for the women that have mikvah night. And they didn't comb the hair. What are they allowed to do on Shabbos or not? I don't want to go into that. We'll see. We'll touch upon that But it's very negated because can you use a guy to do it or not? If it's going to be a drop on and they're pulling out the shlos, the makom mitzvah, they have to go to the mikvah, they could do it. But if it's going to be a daraisa, so now I can't get a guy to do it. Yeah, but it's a psikresha. That's what we're going to see. They're all learning that it's a psikresha. It's for sure you're going to pull out here. And all the women tell you, even when they touch the hair comes out. So it's very, very difficult to turn it into davar she'eino miskaven. So let's in Hilchos Nida. So they all talk about what do? The woman has to go to the mikvah, and she didn't do it. Let's remember over here, there is a machlokes here because the Prima Gadim you see clearly himself says he brings out Taisus. And there's Rishonim that argue it. So there's room to say that it's only in the Rabbanim. Comes the and the Mishnah Berurah himself is only quoting the Rivash. There's other places that don't hold like that. So we therefore go to the halacha here and we discuss, let's see what the Mechaber says. Hilchos Shabbos, Shin and Shin Gimel. So the halachas of all the tzarachim, the needs of a woman, are in Shin Gimel. Also Lisrei, so they're not allowed to comb in the Sarak B'Shabbos. Ba'afilu Oyet, so a comb is always prohibited. For now, even if it's very, very soft, the bristles, she after shalayak, it's impossible. If it's impossible, it's a psik ratio. You could use your hands. So you want to put your hands through your hair? You could put your hands through your hair. Your hair is not falling out. But unless you know for sure that it does, says the Mishnah Berurah Shem Gimel. Mikal Makayim. However, what are you allowed to do? Mutter, so this Mishnah Berurah is going on. The word she after shleyakru mutter l'sakema. You can sit a little bit. It's very soft bristles. The dafka lisrek also by only the comb because you're removing hair. The mashir sar aval l'sakema to do it a little bit. Shari, that would be mutter again with very very soft bristles. A real comb, aser af. So the mizeh that you can't do. You never could use a comb. He's telling you the nagu. This is very important. The women that are going to come to tell me that but certain things are mutter. So what is mutter? A comb is not allowed. He's telling you a comb that's made out of or a keli. He doesn't say a comb. A keli which will be like a brush. A brush which is made out of sar chazir, which is the hair of the chazir, which is very soft, that will be okay. But even so, the minig is you need a special one for Shabbos. Chiakli asim sar chazir miyochel Shabbos. Kidei shleim mezi kovin lechol. Look, combing hair is something we do during the weekday. They do it every day during the week. They do it twice a day. That's not we have to return to what's of the lechol. Of the lechol, you can't just say just because you do it. I get dressed during the week too. I can't put on deodorant because I put it on during the week. Obviously not. Uvdil Chol has many, many different problems, but the pshat over here would seem, Uvdil Chol means that it looks like a malacha which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to comb your hair. So if you're going to go ahead and use a regular comb that I use, it looks like I'm doing something normally which would pull out hair. So have a special brush, have a type which is Shabbos, it's for Shabbos. Oh, this is Shabbos. You're already showing that I'm different on Shabbos than during the weekday. And it's not also will help you maybe when you're combing or brushing in this case, not to do it as vigorous as you would do it during the week. So how you explain this Uvdil Chol, that would be a separate shir. First, it's all explained. You can't just say Uvdil Chol whenever it's weekday. We Moshe writes that in his tshuva too. It has to be that this Uvdil Chol is similar to a malacha. So by choosing a Shabbos brush, you get out of that problem. So let's see how the Shmir Shabbos says this. And then we're going to see about a sheitel, because what would be wrong with a sheitel? There's no geizes. I'm not cutting a sheitel. The geizes has to be shear something from, whether it's, we'll see, a live animal, an animal itself, but even if the animal's dead, the Magen Avraham says, but we don't see if you're going to do geizes on a sheitel, it's a problem. What happens if hair comes out of the sheitel? What malach am I doing wrong? So can a woman comb a sheitel? That's going to be the question that we have to talk about. And that's where the Achrayanim have a lot to write about. But let's see first the Shmir Shabbos. Also, Lisrik Asaros, you're not allowed to comb. So we'll remember, Masarik is a comb. It doesn't make a difference between Mavarash and Smicha. Smicha means that the bristles are very close together, and it's a lot of them. Oh, Mavarash is Kasha, or the bristles are hard. Bamisarek, Bamivareshes, Hey Masurin, they're muksa then. I can't use it, it's muksa. Avomutra Lisrek, you are allowed to comb Bahapla Harvish and to brush as a sar if the bristles are very, very soft and they're far apart from each other. The che, as we just said, the chain bim sark shesh bin shina brava gado. It has a lot of space, so you definitely have the shame chash. There is no chash of a shemesh bem, you tell us, you're pulling out your hair. Yechidei near a kovn in the chol. It shouldn't look weak there. She says what the Mishnah Berurah says, tayvli achid. So we can you would need to go at, first of all, it would seem that they should try this during the week. If they're going to tell me they have a wide teeth and on the brush or on the comb, and it's off, so they would have to try it out during the week. See if it pulls out your ear. If every time you use it, you see it pull out your ear, although the Shemir Shabbos here doesn't say it, it's awesome. It's a great show. You're definitely pulling out your hair. You see that every time you use it. And most of the girls, every time they use it, it's going to pull out the hair. For us, it might not be. For them, it's that most of the time it is. Comes. So that's partial again. So just to repeat, you could, according to the halacha, if they want to use a comb where the teeth are very far from each other, or they want to use a brush where it's very, very soft bristles, and also it's not so close together, so we're not afraid that the hair is going to get tangled up, and when you're brushing it, the hair is going to come out. Soft brush, a comb where the teeth are very wide, and we're not afraid, therefore, of Tilisha Shar. They would try it during the week, and they would be allowed to use it. Now let's get to the Sheitel. Here, where it gets very complicated. The Shmir Shabbos just says right away, Nachayin lihimana, preferably. Why is it only preferable? So it's preferable not to call Mashaytul. Shabbos a yandim. Avo mutter, but you are lahachlik esasar shalpei anachris. You can go ahead and do it softly with this brush, just like you're allowed to do here. You're allowed to do here with a soft brush. You can do the Shaytul with the soft brush too. The time, once again, make sure you have a Shabbos dikka brush or comb. That women I don't see doing. But you need, the Mishnah Berurah says you need to. What's the Isser? What are you doing wrong? So the Shmira Shabbos, Shabbos Alman Orbach, wants to compare this to a broom. Are you allowed to use a broom? Our brooms, they don't usually break the bristles. But if you have the old brooms that when you're going to sweep, the end of the broom, it might break. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos now? What malach is it? I'm destroying. I'm doing site. I'm not doing it with kavana. I don't want this to happen. If you remember those old brooms, maybe it was like a little bit of a. It's like a. It would be similar to taking a lulav, and that's what the Gemara says. They use a lulav as a broom, so it would break off. What malach am I doing? I'm breaking something which is. And it's leinichalei, right? So what would be the problem here? So in the Mishnah Berurah, he says like this. He does discuss all this. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it has to be similar to the broom. It's a keli, and I'm breaking a keli. I'm breaking the keli. Says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Fiza, who are the chaser lechaber abayis? You're not allowed to sweep your house with the machpedus with a broom. Asuyas me'am feilin, like the lulav we just said. Chain and echvav devadai. For sure they're gonna break. Kishem b'tam. What's the problem? What am I doing wrong? Says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm Saiser Kli, I'm ruining a Keli. I'm a Kalko. Makalko's mom is ruining it. Saiser normally means I take something apart, I can put it back to Mishkan. Oh, Saiser by the Mishkan, put the Mishkan apart, put it back together. I didn't ruin it. Here, I'm ruining it. Here, I'm a Kalko, it still, and Makalko's Pater, it's still Asa L'Chatchila. So even though it's not just Durabana, it's a Makalko too. The Chatchila, I'm not allowed to do it. Says the Sharetzian, like we just said, Shin Lam and Dain on the bottom. You have to learn the bottom of the Sharetzian. What do you mean? It's more than that. Not only is it a Makalkal, it's a Psecratius Ainichale. I don't want this to happen. I don't want to break my broom. I don't want pulling a hair out of the shade. Still me call Makalkal. Lichal Eina Kedai. It's like a different Lashon. Every step along, Makalkal, it's Psecratius Ainichale. Still, it's not Kedai to do it. Just like when you drag the bench on the ground and you're making a hole in the ground, it's makalko. I don't want it. Psikreisha lichot. I'm not allowed to do it. If it's a psikreisha, so here too, I'm not allowed to do it. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, therefore, and he says it. If whatever the halacha is by the broom is the halacha is by the sheitel. I have a keli. I'm pulling out here. So I'm ruining the shekel now. I'm pulling out the hair. I'm ruining the broom. What do we see over here? The Pashan is Shabiyasir. However, the Bir Alacha and that simon quotes the Birka Yosef. So we're going to look at the Birka Yosef inside because we have to see why the Birka Yosef is Mekel. I am the Sefer Birka Yosef. Mishem, he brings it. Then he brings the base mayor, Shem Fakim says, they don't understand this halacha. What's the problem? We're using a broom. And then he brings the Maimar Markai. It's not a psik ratio. That's arguing in Mitzias already. When we come up, ends off the Mishnah Brura, Nira Shayna Kedai Lahaka was there. You shouldn't do it anyway. It looks like weekday. You're being mezalzel in Shabbos. So we're back to what's over the chol. So Mishnah Brura is saying, don't sweep your floor because it's over the chol. Why is it over the chol? What makes it over the chol? If the over the chol is the way I explained to you before, that it's if it does break and it looks like a malacha, looks like soyser, it is a psik ratio, it maybe looks like a psik ratio, I understand the over the chol. But we first have to understand why is the Birkei Yosef doesn't say it's not a psik ratio. We turn, so I look at the Birkei Yosef, because Mishmur just says, I am Birkei Yosef, I looked at the Birkei Yosef. This is all he says. Don't use a broom, but he argues. Like chash lezeh adam, you don't have to be afraid. Use a broom. The shvirat kismin ain't a malacha. It's not a malacha. God ain't a miskaven. I'm not a miskaven. So that means he holds sekreshul and yichalei. I'm ruining it. It's not a malacha. This is not a malacha at all. Basically, he's telling you that if something you're breaking something and you're not miskaven, even if it's a sekreshul, it's not a malacha. And therefore, if you're combing your sheitel, according to the Pirkei Yosef, the way Rosham Zalman learns, he just says, I look at the halacha by a broom, and then you'll compare it to the sheitel. That's what the Shemir Shabbos says. Okay, so we looked at the halacha of a broom. We see over here that the Shaguru himself brings down two sheitas. The halacha, he says, of the dechal. I don't know if you would say the same of the dechal by the sheitel. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. We don't make up our own of the dechal, so that's what most of the place can say. But if you're going to tell me that it's exactly the same as the sheitel, that is the broom, so then maybe it is the of the dechal. But halacha, then, we do have the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that we should be chayishish about sweeping up. Comes the Mincha Shabbos. Now, the Mincha Shabbos, Sefer and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he goes through this. No. Oh, for the Ob Dechal? Yeah, so again, that will help. No, because here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say about, you mean by the, right. Yeah, if it's an Ob Dechal, then it would work. Very good. Because if you tell me Mapsik Ob Dechal, maybe it doesn't look like. Or maybe not. That we're going to see now. Well, yeah, the Maimar Markai says it's not a psik ratio. The Mishnah Berurah is telling me. Now, Mordechai says not a psik ratio. Mishnah Berurah says, okay, even if it's not a psik ratio, it's still over the chol. So I don't know. So that means what? So the Mishnah, like Yonatan says, does that mean you can get a Shabbos broom? And the Shabbos broom takes it out from being over the chol? Because I'm using a separate broom. So because we see that by the Shabbos Zalman is telling us you can use both.
See that we shouldn't
the
modern
broom. No, but it does. But again, that goes back to what I told you what Ob D'Dechal means. If Ob D'Dechal means that it could it is going to break. So even though it's not a psik ratio, but it looks like a malacha because it does break sometimes. So then I could say that a modern broom is not breaking at all. So it's not an Ob D'Dechal at all. There's no reason at all to ask. And that's the halacha. It has to, Mr. Brewer is telling you that sometimes it breaks, even if it's not a psik ratio, but sometimes it is, it would be an Ob D'Dechal. Okay,
that would make a
secretion, but I make a room. Right. Sometimes. Even if it's not a secretion, still one of the call. So by the sheitel, we don't know yet because we have to still figure out if it's the same as the if it's the same halacha of the broom. So I'm combing the sheitel. So if it's a secretion, okay. So it's a secretion. I'm ruining a keli. Shmuel says I'm not allowed. If you're going to tell me that it's not a secretion. Okay, so we're back to the call. Okay, so you use a brush. It's not over the call anymore. That would be the answer.
Over the call is on breaking that on the, like, cleaning up.
Very good. Because you're allowed to clean on Shabbos. It has to be somehow with the bread. Over the call has to be that it looks like a malacha. So here, if it breaks sometimes, okay, it looks like I'm doing a malacha. I'm slicing. Comes the Mincha Shabbos. Now, the Mincha Shabbos goes through it in length over here. He doesn't understand. He just goes through every possibility of a malacha, only because we don't have a lot of time. But he also at the end says that there are paiskim that hold. This might be. Let's think about this for a minute. But If you were making a sheitel, the malacha is ayri, we said before. If you're undoing it, so what malacha is that? I'm undoing a knot. Because the way the sheitels are made, it's knotted to the line, to the net. So now if I'm pulling it out, I'm undoing a knot. But if I'm undoing, right, I'm undoing a knot. And I'm tearing, very good. So I'm kareya. So he wants to know if it's kareya, is it almanas? When something's kareya, do you need an almanas to fix? Right, almanas l'sakin. Kareya is almanas l'sakin. Without, so there's two malachas here. There's either mate, which is undoing, or there's kareya, which is going to be ripping. So he goes into, there's a bir halacha about this. It might only be a drabanan, but just to get to the final halacha here. But even though there's many, many reasons to be makel, and maybe in a chanami, there is a bir halacha that says matir is only amanas likshar. When I undo it, it's only amanas likshar. Here, it could be the malach is matir, I'm undoing it. It could be the malach of kareya, it could be the malach of saiser. So those malachas, each one of them maybe is amanas. At the end, he still says, you can read it in the second column over here. It's drabanans upon drabanans and drabanans. He still says you should not comb a sheitel. So l'alacha l'maisa, it goes back to what I said to you before. If the women are not going to listen to us anyway, so there's many reasons to be makel over here. But l'alacha, you should tell your wives that they should not be, unless they're going to use, again, soft brush, a sheitel come very wide, right, a sheitel, and it has to be for Shabbos. It has to be one that's designated for Shabbos, then they would be allowed to use it. So now we go to talking about hairspray. Can they spray? That's the girls will want to know. Can they spray hairspray in the hair on Shabbos or not? So we're now on the sheet non vav. Asura isha lahatas aser. So a woman cannot spray on her hair. Spray. Kidei l'shamer. She wants to keep this in place. She combed her hair. We comb our hair. We want to keep our hair in place. V'chein, you cannot do it should be ein lasas kopul and kochay meshu. You can't do anything. Some of the men, like they do, is they want their hair to stand up in the front. Can't do anything to have your hair stand up, because that would be also bina. That's a separate child, right? So they want to do that. They want to gel. You can't use gel anyway. It'd be memareya. But even that. Then he says, what about a sheitel? So the way we're learning now, the Rambam should already know the answer. If there is going, even if it's not binyan, but we saw before, it's making a keli. It would be makar b'patish. The kamlei tazel noizel, you cannot use hairspray, which makes it hard on a sheitel either. So clearly, hairspray is easy now. I get a lot of questions from people recently about this. They would not be allowed. You cannot use hairspray. It's keeping their hair into place. So one of the girls asked me, can they spray hairspray on before and then they'll comb the hair? So the hairspray, when they spray the hair, it's not going to remain like that because they're going to change it. You can't use hairspray, especially with girls. You got it. You can't be so careful what you tell them, because they're going to start making all cheshbonos with you of how it should be okay. So they came up last week with this whole cheshbon with you. They're going to spray the hair before and then they're going to move it. I said, what's the difference? Now that there's hairspray there, you're making binyan, because the hairspray is going to make it into place. So when you're combing it, you're making it into place. So either way, now the hairspray makes the hair hard. So now you're going to comb it and you're going to put it into place. Okay, so now you're doing binyan.
With your hand?
No, it wouldn't have a difference because I'm still doing binyan. Now, what about, many of the women, their sheitels, they have a smell to it. Here, usually they use shampoo, so our hair smells pretty good. But the women's sheitels, after a while, they don't wash it all the time as a smell. Are they allowed to spray perfume in their hair or not?
Dry shampoo,
we'll see in a minute. So we'll talk about everything about hair if we could. Yesh maka, so it's interesting. When you spray perfume on the body, it's allowed. Because there's no creating smell on the body. You cannot spray deodorant on your clothing on Shabbos, because then you're creating a smell in your clothing. You cannot put cologne on your clothing, on your body. I mean, that, like we said, Rumi said, it's a separate shayla if you're allowed to, what the halacha is about that, when we're allowed to or when we're not allowed to do that. But if you're doing it for yourself and no one's going to smell it, okay. So then it would be okay. So you can't put it on your clothing. You can't spray it on your clothing, because that is creating a smell in your clothing, on your body, or louder. So we have a halacha. Here is the first halacha where there's a difference between a hair and a sheitel. Yesh, makam lakalat, this may buy some asara. So you are allowed to spray perfume on hair. Abalein latizim, I'll pay. No, you can't do it a sheitel. That's a keli. I am not allowed to create a smell in a keli. On the body, you would be allowed to. Okay. Now, he says over here, the let's go to the this one. Yeah, the if you look at the Shemir Shabbos in Kof Mem Zayin, he just explains it what we just said. That the reason why you're allowed to do that is the Begufa Adam L'Shayach Ma'alad Reach. There is no Ma'alad Reach on the body itself. So you have to be careful, therefore, when you spray it on the body, not to do it on your clothing. I know sometimes, especially some of the boys in yeshiva, they do their clothing smells. So come Shabbos, they're especially in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know they're doing the laundry, or no, they're smoking and their clothing smells from smoke. So they come home to their parents and they don't want their parents to smell that their clothing smells from smoke. So what they do is they spray the clothing.
Although the parents can tell when it's a mixture of deodorant.
I know. I try telling them.
First hand.
Yeah. Let's go by it a bit. What an interesting question. Dandruff. Are you allowed to move dandruff from your hair on Shabbos tonight? Now, I was more concerned when this Shiloh was asked, more concerned about the Shiloh Bayer. Because what am I doing wrong over there? So let's see the Shemir Shabbos, and then we'll try to figure out the halacha. Mutter lamaser biyada says kaskasim. You're allowed to remove kaskasim, which is dandruff. That's katika sariyavish that peeled off. You're allowed to remove it. Why? So you're not doing bina. You're not building. You're not doing seiser. So there's no malacha over here. Of course, you have to be careful not to take the dandruff that's still a daim mechubar on the gufa adam that's still attached to the body that you're not allowed to do. So the question that we're remaining with is, why is it an Isser of Bayra? So in the bottom of the Shemir Shabbos, he does say that it's not Bayra because of the... I'm sorry? No, just dandruff. You can call it dandruff. Right. Because I'm separating bad from good. My hair is good. I'm taking out the bed. So I'm getting rid of the bed. But the Shmir, interesting Shmir Shabbos, where he says that we don't, when you're cleaning dishes, it's not Bayer. Why isn't it Bayer? I'm getting rid of the bad from the good. We don't say it's Bayer. The Teretz is that, this is a separate chat. I'm eliminating the bad also, right? But he says it's also the malacha of cleaning, very good. That would seem to be, even though it's Derech Ibud. I know, but it's bad. I'm getting rid of the bad. I get rid of the pits from the watermelon. So it's fire. I'm throwing it in the garbage. So here I'm getting rid of the dandruff from my hair. And here I'm getting here.
Most, the fork is getting rid of
it. Very good. That's what the Shemir. No, so there with the sweeping, Shemir Shabbos mentions it. It's not a mixture there. If I have dirt on the floor, it's nicker. I see the dirt. Fire has to be that it's a mixture. It's not a mixture. If I have dirt on my plate, it's not a mixture. Plate of dirt. That's called cleaning. So to me, it's not. I don't see how it's the same, because here it is a mixture. You have dandruff in your hair. It's all mixed up in your hair. It's not the same as cleaning the floor, and it's not the same as cleaning your dishes. But in the Shemir Shabbos, he says that this is called cleaning. And if it's under the title of cleaning, it's not bayer anymore. So what goes under the title of cleaning? You could just look on the back, the last sheet on the back, where he discusses this. He asked the question. I was happy to find it because it was bothering me, and then I found it on the bottom. He says the question. He brings a riot from Kenan because the Gemara discusses about removing lice from clothing. If it's normal, it's not nikra bayer. That's the definition of cleaning. Cleaning is if this is the norm. The normal is that your hair gets dirty, you have dandruff, you get rid of the dandruff. You have plates, they get dirty, you clean. That's called cleaning. That's not bayer. So it's like it's dark, it's called cleaning and not bayer. So watermelon's not cleaning. That's I'm getting bad. I'm rid of the bed.
Automatically?
No.
As you walk around, it actually flakes off.
No, no, no.
People always do
this. Oh, people always do this, right?
People always do that to Shaq in the week too, right?
That's what I'm saying. I know. That's why I understand how he's.
So
Which is interesting, is that because he brings down the Shulta Gibayrin, which is it's totally in how people totally Belashim B'nei Adam. We have a new Chiddush here. Do people right? So he says, do people call this Bayer or they call it cleaning? So when you're getting rid of pits in the watermelon, you don't say I'm cleaning my watermelon. When you're coming to clean your, it's called. That's what he says. He brings down Chiddush Gadol. It's like you're cleaning your teeth. You don't say it's bayer, because that's cleaning. So it's totally in Lashon B'nei Adam. It's like nedarim. because it's cleaning. So it's all totally in how you say it. But anyway, that's what he says. All right, let's just finish off with the last couple of things over here. Muteras Isha, even though we said that you're not allowed to do baina, women are for sure allowed to put pins into their sheitel to hold it into place. That's not considered a tikkun gomor. They're allowed to go out with it in an erev. Another thing that the women ask me, which is nandal, they want to put oil in their hair because if the hair is very frizzy, so they can put oil in their hair. It's not binyan. As long as it's not schita, they don't put a lot of oil in their hair, they're not allowed to do it. The dry shampoo, they could also use then. Depends if in the bottle, then we get into another malach. If in the bottle, if it's a liquid, it comes out as a foam, that would be a different shayla. But if it's, some of them showed me bottles where it's not like that. Gel, of course, is aser because that's memarech, that would be shmearing. So you can't put gel in your hair on Shabbos. But if you want to put some oil in the hair to hold the hair into place, that would be okay. And of course, the carrying with the girls are all
the oil in the hair in place is okay.
Yeah, right.
Hairspray is not.
Very good, right.
Why?
Because the one is just to pat, it's to hold it, keep it down, and one is actually building it. I'm not building over there. I'm just keeping my hair where the way sometimes the hair gets frizzy. So this way, it's not frizzy. I'm not building.
So it's not keeping it in place. It's defrizzing it.
Defrizzing it, right. One of the things is that I see all the girls, and you have to make sure your daughters don't do this, is they do have the ponytails, and they don't know, sometimes they want to take it out, so they put it around their wrist. So they say, they want to know if they can carry it in the street on Shabbos. But it's carrying. It's not a bracelet. Some of them say, I mean, everybody does this. Yeah, you're doing this, so the next place you go to, you can put the ponytail back into your hair. But it's not, it's carrying. You're not allowed to do that. And therefore, that's the last one on the sheet over here also. They can put things in there, but they can't go out and carry it around in their hands. They need a decorative bracelet. Right. If you want, they can do a decorative bracelet. Shkoyach.